From
that's
seed.
That's correct.
It's all, even that it,
well, I think it says it speaks that out. Just a second.
He says according to the Bavli, not the footnote.
That's right. Yeah, it's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi.
Right. Yerushalmi
seems to indicate no.
And
it's not high, but the Bavli seems to say yeah, if it's Bavli. Yes.
Only by.
That's correct. That's correct. Now we're starting Daf Zayin. Chalas Am Haaretz. So that means that a chaver prepared a dough. The reason we say that is because we want to make sure the dough is not tameh. So we had a person who's zoher in tuma prepared the dough. Now he for the Am Haaretz, but he's using the Am Haaretz's resources. So he wants to give the Kohen challah from this. It's demai, right? Because he's Am Haaretz. So he wants to give the Kohen challah from this dough, which is demai. So it's pater from demai, meaning that the challah that the Kohen takes from him, he does not have to be mafish shumas and maishmas. And presumably, we're going to talk about this at length, but let's just say two things. It's like the Gemara, exactly why. Let's just learn Pashat now. It's because of the Kedusha of the challah, because he knows it's like a Hela Gazak, it's Truma. So therefore, he'll be mafresh Trumas and Maishas. He won't give the Kohen, you know, challah, which is Tevel. Even Am Haaretz will be Zahir in that. So that, let's just learn it that way, okay?
Not Truma and Tara, you see, it's not Truma and Tara.
We took care of the Tumah and Tara by having the Chaver prepared for him. So
the
that's
same
taken
way
care
of. We know that he took off Truma because it's a derisa. He took off Truma of something that was of this level.
Yeah, I mean, this actually, the Hafrush of Chala is like Truma. The Hafrush itself is Truma. The Chayla is built into this Truma because it was sourced from my food sources. So does he have to take off Trumas and Maishas also? On the tzad that he didn't do the not trumas, but maestras. So on the tzad he didn't do maestras rishon and maestras sheni or maestras ani. So we're saying to the kohen, no, don't worry about that. The Am Haaretz for sure took care of that before he gave it to you. Okay? And then meduma. So that's a case where meduma is haruvas, right?
Chulin
and truma, correct. Yeah. Normally you need on a deraisa rov, but midrabbanan, you need 100 to 1, let's say, right? 100 to 1 to be mevatelet. So less than 100 to 1 is meduma. So what's this talking about? So we have it says in the Mara folder, Am Haaretz shenoflo saw shel truma lepachas mimei chulin v'nasa hakol meduma. Okay, klamar eruv truma v'noisin hakol kohen. So again, here we're talking about the Am Haaretz. It became meduma. It became all mixed up. So Truma got mixed up in the Am Haaretz's Tvua. And now he has no choice because it's not Batel. He has to give it to the Kohen. Right? I mean, maybe the Kohen has to pay a little bit for the non-Truma part of it. But he has to give it to the Kohen because of the Chelka Truma Shabo. And the whole Taruvus is also Azar to eat anyway because it's less than 100. So when the Kohen gets this from the Am Haaretz, he does not have to be mafresh any maestros, because again, we assume he's going to ask the chaymer ha'inyan, right? Mahalakuach b'kasef maeser, that which you bought, that means, what did you do? You had maeser sheni money, so what you did was, okay, this is a case where, well, let's just to speak it out, so you had maeser, you had your maeser sheni in Tel Aviv. You were part of your Maisa Sheni for onto the Mohos. Now you travel to your Shalayim. Now you go into the Shuk, and you have an Am Haaretz. They're selling stuff, right? So you're going to pay with your Maisa Sheni money, and you tell them, hey, this is my Maisa Sheni money, Mr. Am Haaretz, and here it is, and you give me your food. Now the food that he sells me, under normal circumstances, would be Demai, because he's an Amoris. But because he knows this is being bought with Halaga money, Halaga gelt, this is Meister Sheni money, so he's going to be Mafresh. Again, he'll be Mafresh, the Meister's before you. He won't give you a Tevel. The Rabbanan, again, will make all in this case. Finally, Shari Menachas, that's the...
What does he do with the money?
The Amaretz doesn't have to do anything. The money, it loses its Kedusha.
The minute
you're paid on Paris, the Kedusha from the most goes on to the Paris.
So what's the Halaga money? You're saying, no.
It was Halaga money before he gave it to him. He knew
the minute that he handed it to him.
It's not the pshat. The pshat is he knows that there's a transaction of Kedusha going on over here. Uh-huh. That my Paris are now going to take on the Kedusha. Kedusha's my Sersheni. I'm going to treat it with respect. Okay.
He wouldn't do that for himself.
But he would not do that for himself. Yeah, right. Well, some of them wouldn't do for themselves. Yeah. So finally the last case is Shiar Menachas. Shiar Menachas is of course every mincha you take kemitza, you put it on the mizbeach, and whatever's left goes to the kohanim. Whatever's left is called Shiar Menachas. Now, if that was it was a carbon of an Amah Aretz. So do those Kohanim have to be worried about being Mafresh Maestres? The answer is Avada, not. Again, the same reason. For it's going to the Mizbeach. The Amoritz is going to be careful with it here, right? Again, they were not second. I believe that. Yeah, it says in the Marafoldo, Lechashinon Shemahevi Amoritz Dover Shein Masukkah. We're not afraid an Amoritz brought a carbon mincha of something that's not Masukkah. That's a very unreasonable consideration. So finally, the Mishnah ends with a case of Shemen Arev, which is this type of fragrant oil. So normally oil, of course, has to have farasha from it. But here we're talking about fragrant oil. It means that there's a mixture of, what do they say, it has in it, it has... No, it has what do you call it?
B'samim.
It has b'samim in it. But it says exactly what it is somewhere over here. Six, what about six?
Number eight on the bottom.
Any on the bottom? Fragrant is, although it's edible, its primary use is fragrance. It was never intended for consumption. And they still exclude it from the bias by the Mishnah's initial ruling. And they shall dispute the ruling to maintain the law of the Maya was enacted even regarding food that was not acquired for smearing one's body. Therefore, they hold that fragrant oil, though it's intended primarily for use as a fragrance, subject to the Maya. Yeah, right. So that seems to be the issue. The issue is like this. So... the question is Beis Shammai Cholik on the ratio of the Mishnah? That this is going to be the issue. In other words, if they hold that even if you're using it, the point is that fragrant oil is...
Is it only this case or everything in the Mishnah?
Yeah, because fragrant oil is not used for eating. Nobody eats it because it's, you know, it's got all this chazarai mixed into it. So now you're going to use it for, you know, making your house smell good. You know, my wife has these sticks that she puts in a jar and pours oil into it periodically to make...
A lot of people have give
those sticks. I don't know what they are, but whatever. It's some kind of poison oil, which is dangerous to swallow. I know that. Anyway, I personally, it's not my schnitz. Anyway, whatever it is, that's their thing. You know,
is
they that, do...
Is the category of tissue boxes?
It's not as bad. It's not as bad. There's a large volume. It's in the appendix. Okay. My son Ellie, by the way, put together a book for my 60th birthday where he listed 60 things.
You can get it out.
60 Menhagim. If you want, I'll make a copy of it for you.
I would love it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a Shiloh. Does he say it over here?
He explained it. In A.
Yeah, according to the bottom of the first column of A, it says, according to Beis Shammai, the same applies with regard to all the various items enumerated in the Mishnah. Although the purpose of acquiring these was not for consumption, they're subject to the Mai. So that's a Shaila. Okay, so I don't want to get involved in that Shaila. But Kitzur, this is a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds the Archive. It says it over here in the Marafoldo, Shemon Orev, Shemon Afar Simon. That's what I was looking for. Okay.
That's not a
tarovet.
That's not a
tarovet. So
it is.
Farsamon is a
tarovet.
It is.
It's the oil from the...
I think I thought it was Shem and Zayis, which was mixed with more Aholos and some. That's the second
exactly
shot.
That's what Moshe says.
Yeah, that's the second shot. You're right. Maybe Shem and Afras one is a different kind. Let's just learn the second way. It's olive oil mixed with these three things. More Aholos and some. Okay?
Right, because the whole reason the basil is potter, because it's a tarovis tamai. If it wasn't a tarovis, everybody would be moded.
No, it's because look at Ben Moshe. He says the fisha ain't chas koske la'achila el reyach. You're not using it for eating. You're using it for just air freshener. It's an air freshener. Okay. Zogdi Gemara. Mikivan shalachi lezara leishanya he loishanya. So since when you buy it for seeds, there's no difference between different plants of different kinds. Just 1 second, please. This is my Chavrusa. I just want. Yeah. The recorder did not pick that up because it automatically goes into suspense when you answer a phone. So Baruch Hashem, you don't have to worry about that. I know you were all concerned about that. So Mikim Shalach Lazar Loshani, he says, Mar says. So the mercy, Zari Kola. We're talking about something where it decomposes the ikker, like planting grain seeds. Dover Sha'in Zari Kola. And the question is the same thing true where it's not, or it's making a statement here? I think it's a statement. That it's the same as something which seed does not decompose. So if you have onions, for instance, where the bulb does not decompose, that's the same din over here. If you're buying it Lazara, it will be part of the mind in any event, regardless whether it's extent after you plant it or not. Now, let's go ahead and discuss a couple of simple cases. That's where you change your mind. Person bought it thinking he's going to plant it, and then decides he's going to eat it, and he decides to change his mind. No, I'm going to plant it. All these different cases. So it's a very simple rule over here. We always go to Chumrah. That's the rule. Whenever you change your mind, at any time it was for eating, forget about it. You're mechuyev to be mafresh, and that's the end of it. I could tell you the whole gemara right now. All that's going to go right real quick. On Rabbi Yochanan with Tanei Kain, Lekochan Lazara. If you bought it for seed, Chishalein Lechila. Then you thought you're going to use it for eating. Boin Machshava. The Machshava of making it for eating goes ahead and uproots the original purchase plan. Lekochan Lechila. If you bought it for eating, Chishalein Lazara. And then you thought, no, you know what? I'll plant it. Lo hakol mimeno, you know that machshava will not be accurate. Too bad. You have to what? You have to be. You can treat it like regular, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tani ein zorin tevel, ein machafen tevel. You can't plant if you have regular tevel, not demai. What if you have real tevel? Can you plant it? No, you cannot plant it. Mm-hmm. Not only can you not plant it, but ein machafen, you can't cut. Let's suppose you have seeds on the ground. Can I go ahead and take a shovel and cover the seeds with dirt? So you can't do that either.
So planting them?
Yeah, planting them. Yeah, you can't plant seeds of tevel in the ground. But you can help a guy cover his tevel seeds with earth. But you can't actually plant the seeds with him. You can just help him cover it. Shachach mazara tevel potter. But if you forgot and by accident you planted the tevel seeds, you don't have to take them. You don't have to worry about taking the maizrus. Shakar avad, the seeds already been lost in the planting. But dover shendakel eslake. But that's only true if it's something which can't be gathered easily. Over dover shendakel eslake, if you could gather it easily, konsin oso shelake. Also, we're going to penalize him and make him collect it. But loy tzamach. That's only if it hasn't started to grow. When the tzamach has started to grow, then it's already becomes like it's not regularly collected, and then you can just leave it there again. Rabbi Yochanan can have ochel. Now we're going to talk about some maizalach over here. Rabbi Yochanan, when he was eating, afilu kupad, afilu beya. Then he would, even though, in other words, if he went ahead and he bought meat and he bought eggs from an alma aretz, he would take maizrus off of meat and eggs. Even though it doesn't go to the ground, it has no key of maizrus whatsoever, but he just did it, else, whatever. So the Talmudim asked him, have a second. The Talmudim asked him, L'chein alifan, elfan Rebbe, didn't Rebbe teach us? Aser ta aser is kol tfuah sarecho? It's only limited to the stuff which is used for planting. What are you doing here with the eggs and the meat? So the Gemara says, du hashash lamashkin sheyesh b'hen. He was worried about the liquids that may have been in the food that was used to make them. So you may have had some vegetable juice that was used to make the meat. And he was afraid, maybe that also had, you know, he was afraid. So he took the trumas and Omid Beis. Now we have a bunch of stories. Let's go through this really quick. But they're famous stories, the Gevaldik with Pinchas Ben Yair. So Gemara says, Mishnah says the behema, if you bought it to feed it to your animal, that you don't have to take trumas maizos for demai, right? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu shalach Rabbi Zeira. So he sent Rabbi Zeira, Hada Meson of the Saint of Lord Masakna. He sent him a basket of figs where the maizos had not been taken. It was tevel, okay? We're talking about real tevel. And more Rabbi Zeira mechod Lord Masakna. This is what he was thinking. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to himself, is Rabbi Zeira going to eat something which doesn't take the maizos from? He's certainly going to take the maizos first. V'halver Rabbi Zeira solver meimar. What did Rabbi Zeira think? My efshad Rabbi Yirmiyahu shachli milut l'masakta. Would Rabbi Yirmiyahu send me something that's not masukin? So they each are thinking well of the other one, but unfortunately, guess what happens? Bein dein l'dein is ach tevel. Between each of them, being done each other kafsachos, they ended up eating tevel. Pilid ploim. There's a general klal. The Yenakosh Brocha maybe Takola Hidesh Tzadikim, and it's brought specifically
even animals,
but first certainly themselves when it comes to Midi Da'afila, because that goes into the bones. It's Ayin in the bottom. You'll see the answer to that question. Lamacha the next day, Kol Mimei Reb Zeira gets together with the Yirmiyahu Malay. He says, Hayim Asanta Deshlaksi Yes Mom Saknas Hamas. Was the basket you sent me yesterday fixed? A Malay, he said, he doesn't say the word. You don't have the Girsa here. But it should be Amalei lo. It was not fixed. The Yishalmi is embarrassed to even put the answer. So Amoris, I said, Marab Zeir Mechol Mechol de lo Masakna. I said, is he going to eat without being Masakna? Amalei. If I know Amoris can, I said the same thing. So guess what? Guess what happened? You know, I'm not going to tell you what happened. So the Gemara says, Rav Abba Bazvina Vashem Rav Zeir Amar. In Havin Kadmai B'nei Malachim, if the first, earlier generations, they were like Malachim, Anan B'Nosh, and we are like men. In Havim B'Nosh, if they were like men, Anan Chamor, and we're like donkeys. And Rabbana commented, there he goes, Amar Rabbana, and Rabbana commented by Hishaita Amrin. At that moment, he realized that Tevel Avnit, and they said, I feel like Hamrosi, and Pinchas V'Yar, you know, we're not even like the donkeys, but Pinchas V'Yar. Because we're like other donkeys that don't realize that this is Tevel. And the Gemara now proceeds to give the famous story of Pinchas Ben Yair. Amartu Ben Pinchas Ben Yair Ganufte Glistoy Belelia. The Ganalvim stole him at night. On this Tamura Gabon Plus Yomen, and they were in their hiding. They were not in like in a cave in a hiding place for 3 days. The Lord to my clothes didn't eat anything. The donkey was not eating no matter what. He went on a hunger strike. I think we just recently heard about some guy that died after an 80-day hunger strike recently in the news. Yeah. Was a tlossi yomen, but after 3 days, Smalchan Chazarti Lamar, so they decide, let's return this donkey. Amrin Ishlachay Lamar, the Lamos Legavon, the Chisrei Maratar. We don't want it to die here and make the cave smell. Abkuno, so they took it out. Also, it went back to Mahamas Al Turas, the Mar, it went back to its master's gate, and it knocked on the doorbell, of course, and began to bray. Shoyas Menahako, Amalain. So, Rabbi Ben Yair said to his servants, Puschain, Lahado Alivsa, go open the door for this poor creature. Should I make the sound for you?
No.
Okay. The Islay Tlasi Yomid Latemus Club. There were 3 days it hasn't eaten anything. So you know, he could tell this donkey is in Gahak the Tsaris. Psachale Valasle, they opened the gate and he came in on the line. He said, Yahovan Lake Club, take give him something to eat. Yahovan Kamesar and they give barley. Lo Bas Mekla wouldn't eat it. Only Rebbe, so they said, Rebbe, Lo Bas Mekla doesn't want to eat. Something wrong with this donkey. Amalai, he said to them, Misakin Inon, have they been fixed? So his men thought they meant that he meant that you remove the pebbles from it, that he was a mafunik. So Amalai, and yeah, we sifted it. It was clean. Amalai, he says, Arim Tun Damayon, have you removed the maestros of Damai? I'm late, the law came off in Rebbe. Didn't Rebbe teach us in the Mishnah? These were not you know, these servants that were by Mepes Ben Yorah, they knew the Mishnayos of the Mai, Baal Peh. And they knew Rebbe taught them that if you buy it for an animal, you don't have to take it. So what are you worried about the Mai? Amalai, so he said to them, Man ever the Hadal lifted, what can I do with this poor creature? He machmatal gamat the sagin. It's very machmar in itself. Once they took away the maishas, it began to eat it. So it knew instinctively whether something was tevel or not tevel, even on a level drabon and a peladikazak. One more story over here. Train miskanan. There were two people who were miskanan, you know, right? The paupers, poor people, miskanan. After the trains in this art, they deposited two saw of barley by who? None other than the Pinchas Ben Yair. So they forgot about it and they went away. They went on their merry way to some faraway country. In the meantime, what does the Pinchas Ben Yair do? He plants it because he doesn't want it to get ruined. So he'll plant it, he'll harvest it, and he'll take all the things that grow from it, and he'll go ahead and store that until they come back. And that's what happened. So I'm considering halalim. So 7 years later, by a mace of Sarehu, they came to get their barley on the line. He said to them, Isen Gamayev, Hamrayev, Saban Sarehu, you better bring camels and donkeys because that little bit of barley you left me, it's brought back great dividends. I would love to have him as my broker. Because Ben Yair, Azal Lachanasar, he came to a certain place, Asun Gabay, the residents came on more lay. They said to him, Ach Baraya Achali Buran. The mice are eating our grain. So he pronounced the decree on the mice, and they all gathered together. He, like, you know, he blew a trumpet, you know, mice, gather, come gather around.
What's his name? Pete
the
Piper?
Whoever he was, Pinchas Ben Yair knew the secret how to gather the mice. Shroin with Tzafzafin, and they began squeaking on my line. So Pinchas Ben Yair said to the residents, Yadin Atun Ma'inun Amrin, do you know what they're saying? On Malaylai, he said, no, we don't know. Mouse talk, right? On Malay, so he said, Amrid Limasakna. They're saying that the grain has not had its mices taken from it. You want me to guarantee you to remove the mices properly from now, and then the mice will eat no more? That's what he's the implied addition here is. On Malay, so they said, yeah. Or Van, guarantee us, Ervon, and he guaranteed them, V'lo Inchun. And the mice no longer diminished their stores of grain. Once they started taking off the miceres, then everybody lived happily ever after. No more mice. Like my mother used to say at the end of a story, Shtekel Arayin, Shtekel Arayis, the mice is ice. Okay, I good to welcome everybody. I look forward to another page of the Gadot tomorrow. The Daf Ches will be also a lot of fun.